The rules, they are a-changing.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. Happy Friday from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. The Securities and Exchange Commission has proposed a ban on a controversial practice known as flash trading. It's part of a larger effort to make the markets more transparent. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us live from our bureau in New York to talk about it this morning. Morning, Amy.
Morning, Steve.
Remind us what flash trading is.
Well, this has been one of the biggest controversies on Wall Street this summer. A flash order essentially allows some investors to see a request to buy or sell a stock a fraction of a second before that order goes out to the public. And it was offered by several electronic stock exchanges like NASDAQ, but recently some of them stopped offering it because of the debate.
And the debate, of course, it's very controversial, right?
Right. I mean, the concern is that it gives some investors an edge over others. The SEC has been looking into the murkier corners of the market where the little guy, individual retail investors, might be at a disadvantage. So this is part of that review. And yesterday, the commission voted to propose this ban, and now the public has 60 days to comment.
And who, Amy, who's likely to object to all of this?
Well, it should be some interesting reading. There's a company called Direct Edge. It's the third largest market for trading stocks. It's trying to become an official stock exchange. It was a pioneer of flash orders, and the company says it saves customers money on transaction costs and often gives them a better price. So there should be some pretty healthy debate about all this.
All right. Marketplace's Amy Scott joining us from New York. Amy, thanks.
You're welcome.
A mixed message for the markets today. European shares are up ever so slightly. In Asia, stocks closed lower. Chinese shares down by 3%. Stock futures here at home are mixed right now. There was a little profit taking on Wall Street yesterday. Then NASDAQ and S&P shed a third of a percent. The Dow closed down about 8 points at 97.83. The British government has plunged even deeper into debt than many economists were expecting. It had to borrow more than $26 billion last month, the highest figure ever for August. Our man in London, Stephen Beard, reports.
The British government is caught in a double bind. Tax revenues from the all-important financial sector have slumped, while public spending on items like unemployment pay and welfare is soaring. Many governments face the same dilemma, but Britain looks to be the worst hit of the big economies. When the recession ends, the government will have to put up taxes and make cuts in public spending. David Buick of the BGC Group says those cuts will need to be savage.
Really, it's just about every single service, whether it be transport, defence, education, they're all going to be affected. Cuts will be made and taxation will go up because it has to.
One likely candidate for the axe, he says, is the planned upgrade of the US-supplied Trident missile system. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
All right, that's a take on national debt. The problem of consumer debt in this economy has some other analysts chiming in.
When you use cash, you understand, like, how much you're actually spending. If you bought something for $100, when you pay in cash, it seems like a lot more than a credit card. You don't really realize how much you're spending, and you can easily get carried away, and then you're in debt.
That's Natalie. She's 12. If you think kids aren't tuned into the economy, think again. We've got a special section in our website called The Small Town Hall. Hope you'll check it out at marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
This week, we've been hearing from different groups about what's at stake for them in the healthcare debate. It's part of Marketplace Morning Report's series, The Cure. Typically, small business owners pay more in premiums than big companies. And if one employee is sick or elderly, that could raise the price of insurance for everyone. Here's the story of one small business owner in Columbia, Maryland, who's struggling to provide benefits without breaking the bank.
My name is Brian England. I've been in business for 31 years. The name of the company is British American Auto Care, and we have
18 employees. I've always felt it's the right thing to do to provide health insurance. I mean, the healthier workers, they're the people who provide you the income. Last year, what I did was start one of these, what they call health savings accounts. What that meant was suddenly people had a $1,500 deductible for the HMO and a $4,000 deductible on the PPO. The insurance agent called me up and said, Brian, but you're lucky. And I said, well, why am I lucky? And he says, well, if Jeanette hadn't left, and she was 60 years old, your rates would have gone up additional 20%. And it suddenly the sort of penny dropped here, and I thought, my goodness, that is a very sad commentary, because when we go out there looking for insurance and we judge on the average age, I have that in the back of my mind, and so I'm more likely to employ a younger person. We should not be put in that position. And I think dismantling the whole system would be, is a good idea, I suppose, and I'd love to be out of this whole insurance thing. But I think trying to take away the employer side of it, I think it'd be too disruptive. I think, you know, we've got to try and make it better. First of all, everybody's got to provide healthcare. There should be a personal responsibility for people, say, that are self-employed. You can't have a situation where my business contributes and the business down the road doesn't. Get everybody insured, get in preventive care for everybody and see how that works out. Because we don't know how it's going to work out. I do know one thing, though. If we don't do anything, it's going to be a disaster.
Brian England is the owner of British American Auto Care in Columbia, Maryland. Part of our series, The Cure, on the healthcare debate in America. The segment was produced by Mitchell Hartman. Finally, we've all heard a vacation can be a life-changing experience, but one resort in Aruba will pay you to really turn up the heat. The Westin Palm Beach is offering to any couple a $300 credit if they conceive a child during their stay. The hotel says they'll take a doctor's note as proof. The Westin will also provide the Do Not Disturb sign. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.